Hello, I'm Liana Hinnom, and on behalf of my co-authors, I thank you for the opportunity to present our findings on oral medication use in patients with transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis, or ATTR-CM. ATTR-CM is a progressive disease caused by the destabilization and deposition of misfolded amyloid fibrils in the myocardium. It is an increasingly recognized cause of heart failure with a higher prevalence in older patients, who also often experience comorbidities requiring concomitant medical therapy. Acoramidis is an investigational next-generation treatment for ATTR-CM with near-complete or greater than 90% stabilization of transthyretin and is administered orally twice daily. While medication use in clinical trials follows the study protocol, it is also important to analyze medication use in the real-world setting. Here, we report oral medication use in patients with ATTR-CM using two complementary sources, clinical trial data from the ATTRibute-CM study and real-world claims data. Results from the clinical trial. Clinical trial data were obtained from ATTRibute-CM. 632 participants were randomly assigned 2-to-1 to receive 800 milligrams of acoramidis hydrochloride or matching placebo twice a day for 30 months. Baseline oral medication use was collected upon enrollment in ATTRibute-CM. Patients from the acoramidis and placebo groups were pooled for this analysis. The mean age of the overall population was 77 years. Analysis of the baseline medication usage showed that 62% of the participants were receiving medications that are taken twice a day, and 64% were receiving medications that are taken two or more times a day. The top five most frequent drug class of medications administered twice a day were antithrombotic agents, diuretics, beta-blocking agents, agents acting on the renin-angiotensin system, and drugs used in diabetes. The most frequent BID medications within these drug classes were apixaban, furosemide, metformin, metoprolol, and sacubitril. Adherence to the study protocol of BID dosing for those receiving acoramidis or placebo was high at 97% in ATTRibute-CM. Results from real-world claims data. Real-world data were obtained from patients meeting the stability criteria in the Optum Clinformatics Data Mart. Patients who met the stability criteria were those who had at least 2 years of continuous enrollment with a minimum of 3 months look back and 12 months look forward from the index diagnosis during the study period of 2018 to 2021. And they had at least 28 days of continuous treatment for a given dosing frequency within the 12-month look forward period. From a pool of 2.46 million patients with heart failure and cardiomyopathy identified in Optum's Clinformatics Data Mart, 12,116 patients met the criteria for ATTR-CM, and 5,601 patients with a mean age of 76 years met the stability criteria. Analysis of the baseline medication usage showed that 88% of the participants were receiving medications that are taken twice a day, and 92% were receiving medications that are taken two or more times in a day. The top five most frequent drug class of medications administered twice a day were beta-blocking agents, antithrombotic agents, diuretics, agents acting on the renin-angiotensin system, and drugs used in diabetes mellitus. The most frequent BID medicines within these drug classes were apixaban, carvedilol, furosemide, metoprolol, and potassium chloride. In conclusion, patients with ATTR-CM take multiple oral medications administered BID for the treatment of heart failure and other comorbidities. As a BID medication, acoramidis, an investigational novel treatment for ATTR-CM with robust efficacy on cardiovascular-related hospitalization, does not appear to deviate from non-ATTR-CM pharmacotherapy strategies in randomized controlled trials or in the real world. These data suggest that acoramidis aligns with and would be easily implemented into patients' existing treatment regimens. Further research should be undertaken to assess whether BID dosing in the ATTR-CM population impacts real-world medication adherence. Thank you. On behalf of my co-authors, I also thank the investigators of the ATTRibute-CM study, as well as the patients and their families for their participation in this study.